This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Protestations of Obama himself in his speech to the children in Northern Ireland about peace. When he said, those who choose a path of peace, I promise you that the United States of America will support you every step of the way. We will be the wind at your back. Now I ask you, is this person going for the Hypocrite of the Century Award? Because we have to call things by their right names. And the reality is that by any serious examination, this man is a war criminal.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, this is Agenda 21 Radio. Please visit our website, 821radio.news, 821radio.news, and also newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com, State of the Future. And yes, we have with us Chris Street. We're talking about California, the United States, of course, the president. We'll mention a few things about him. And, of course, this Mueller thing, we might touch a bit, little base with him on that one. He's got a pressing schedule, though. He's with us in the last hour. We left off talking about the Oroville Dam situation, and could there possibly be a rebuild there? And, of course, that got us into the infrastructure thing. And right now, you know, we know that 45% of the roads in California have been deemed, are you ready for this? Well, really in bad shape, 45% of the roads. That's because they've been skimming money away from all the infrastructure over the... It's just almost... It is actually criminal, in my opinion. There's got to be some crimes being committed here where the legislators, the leaders, have taken money that's destined for infrastructure, and part of it they've used the excuse, oh, we've had these droughts. And what else are you going to... You use the money for other things, right? Then you switch it around. You use it for illegal foreign nationals and inducements for illegal foreign nationals to come across the United States, which, of course, has been a huge disaster for California, and of course it's positive for New California because we're going to come up and stop all that, but also for the rest of the nation. So, Chris, we're talking about in the last go-around with the Oroville Dam, what that would be like to rebuild that, and other, let's say, water projects throughout the state. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, there are 13 major reservoirs, Paul. All of them suffer from lack of adequate investment, some more, some less. Remember that California is a half-built system. You know, we have twice the number of people as we did in 1970, and the system stopped building in 1970. And somehow, you know, the stress of that system might have helped us except that any large infrastructure issue requires reinvestment. That's one of the reasons that California has such lousy roads, is it's not for lack of money, it's for how much money goes into the maintenance of those roads, Paul.
Right.
And I have a new article out on American Thinker. I encourage your listeners to go to American Thinker and look up an article that'll be it's I believe the title is 45% of California roads are rated in poor condition. Now, this is a rating system that's around for the rest of the United States. And one of the problems during the Obama administration is they put a lot of money into, you know, TARP and other issues and moving money to the states. But the money went into building new roads for most of the states and not repairing roads. So you have about a third of the money goes to repair, about a third of the money goes to new roads, and about a third of the money went for, you know, other issues. And that can be environmental, that can be bridges, that can be whatever. California flips the script on this. Not only did they, not build a lot of new roads, 50% of California's money went into this other category. And, of course, that's a grab bag, Paul. You know, should we call that, you know, a slush account?
Right,
the,
right.
The slushy, you know, was used for all kinds of environmental and other issues. We can't carve out yet how much of it used for directly for light rail, but clearly it could be infrastructure supporting light rail. And only 16% of the money went into California maintenance. So, you know, California is an outlier in every which way and why. And it once again squanders massive amounts of money, convinces the public to approve bonds, and the money never gets to the purpose. It gets bled off in these other categories. Mm-hmm.
Well, and of course, that's where money gets deferred and things like that, where they take the money that's supposed to go to the schools and they defer it. And that money gets used up someplace else.
So on a national basis, you know, the Transportation for America, it's a nonprofit that just watches transportation issues, raised its a percentage of poor repair roads in the United States from 14% to 20% in the period from 2009 to 2017, basically the financial crisis and the recovery. But California went from 32%, which is a horrible number to start with, to 45% roads in poor repair. So, you know, that money got spent. Where'd it go to, Paul?
Yeah.
Inquiring minds want to know.
Yeah, that's sort of the big paper chase. I wanted to throw some things at you because one of our senators from Mariposa County proposed that for, you know, income tax, he's doing some business in New Hampshire. And New Hampshire has a different taxing structure than California. Of course, there's certainly different things about the Second Amendment also. But they're talking about in New Hampshire that there's no income tax and no sales tax. There's taxes for other things, though. What are your thoughts on having a no income tax and no sales tax for New California?
Well, one of the problems of no income tax states means you have to have a high property tax. And unfortunately for states with a high property tax, they somehow blow the money anyway, and pretty soon you have a high property tax rate and a high income tax rate. California, you know, we were able to control property taxes with Prop 13. There are some states that have as much as 4% annual property tax. Can you imagine that every 25 years they take your house?
No, that doesn't sound like too much fun.
That's the real world, Paul. So, I mean, I don't think that the idea, whether it's income tax, you know, the choice of what would be good for the economy in New California is about what the capability in New California is. New California is going to be a high income state. It may not be Silicon Valley, but Silicon Valley isn't Silicon Valley. You have people, the incomes in Silicon Valley are completely fraudulent,
right?
Because you have all these high income earners and you have all these illegal aliens who don't pay taxes or report anything. And of course, they don't exist statistically. But of course, if you go to Silicon Valley, you'll see, once again, all of the strip malls, are being emptied out. You know, some of these buildings are emptied out. You know, so, you know, numbers are, you got to be careful when you use California numbers, because the nice way to say it is they're poppycock. I'm sure there are other words for it, Paul.
Well, yeah, and there certainly are. But I just want to get your thoughts on that, because it does sound very appealing. Now, one of the things that we will be able to do where other states cannot do that, and we're going to bring back production of our minerals and other natural resources, especially oil. Now, that would certainly figure into a bigger equation for New California, wouldn't it?
Spectacularly. You know, what the problem with oil in California is that, you know, you need a water infrastructure with oil. I mean, that's you need to develop the oil, pump the oil. Instead, we've been importing oil from Iran and Iraq. Pretty interesting, huh? It can come all the way from Iran to Iraq. Somehow that's environmentally sensitive.
Right.
Because it's not that California's, you know, government wouldn't want to get oil out of California. They didn't want to pay for the infrastructure required to keep oil coming into the coffers. So it was much easier to just, you know, blame it all on global warming. We'll have permanent drought. We don't need to spend this kind of money in a state of, you know, 38, 39 million people. You know, we'll just take some holiday here. Yeah. Everybody likes holiday, don't they?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, listen, Chris, you're going to run for time. I appreciate you staying over for the second hour and getting some things cleared up. Tell us how we can get a hold of you.
Well, go to American Thinker. Look at my article, 45% of roads are rated in poor conditions, and inverted Treasury yield curve spooks Wall Street today, and make comments. I think you'll have fun.
Awesome.
Nice to be with you, Paul.
Thanks. Chris Street here on Agenda 21 Radio. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles, and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com. That's a21r.com. And, of course, all the different things that are happening out there in the world we're going to get to right now. Please visit also newcaliforniastate.com. Okay, special counsel. Boy, isn't he a special little treat. Robert Mueller. He has a lot of animus towards Donald Trump. It's amazing. I mean, just the beginning, you know, you have a guy who hates the guy. He already hates him. It's pretty obvious Mueller and his gang hated Donald Trump. And then he didn't find anything on him. I love it. Let's not let this one go. You know, we had the Mueller thing all day strong yesterday, right? And it's kind of interesting. This is what we have. And some of the headlines on Drudge. Special counsel slaps president on the way out. Sound effects brought to you by Agenda 21 Radio. Did not clear him of obstruction. Shocking. Now, so you don't commit a crime. You don't commit a crime and then you're obstructing? What? Maybe you're complaining that you didn't commit a crime and that's not fair to you. Maybe you're doing that. That's called obstruction to the Democrats, right? Fuels impeachment push. Ah, that's what special counsel did. The dam has burst. Oh, no, this is Orville. No, it's not. This isn't anything to do with Orville. This is political politics. This is a quote. Pelosi balks. You know, I didn't know she was a pitcher, did you? You know, balking is a, you balk. Remember? Can't do that sort of motion or non-motion. Kind of a little fake out. It's a balk. You know, when you see a balk, you recognize a balk. When you know a balk, you know a balk. And you know Pelosi's balking, I guess. I love this play on words business going on, huh? So, anyway. Mueller opens door to impeachment, shifts burden to Congress. Ah! Right. Trump tweet delete. Uh-oh. We got a Trump tweet delete. What did he do? What did he do? What did he say? Where did it go? Breaking, Trump deletes tweet admitting Russia helped him get elected. Evidence of the by his Twitter feed, President Donald Trump woke up Thursday morning with special counsel Robert Mueller in a stunning 9-minute press conference, very much in his hand. In a remarkable development, however, it appears that Trump is publicly admitting for the first time that Russian interference helped him get elected. Probably so. Probably so. I haven't read the article. This is like a cold read, but I haven't read it. And obviously it has something to do with his tweets, right? If it's a Trump delete tweet. It says, in a remarkable development, however, it appears that Trump is publicly admitting for the first time at least that Russian interference helped him get elected. Listen, if the Russians were not actively being pursued by our own government and they were pursuing Trump, not the Russians, and the Russians had full sway on everything without having to be confronted by our intelligence agencies, I would think that they were helping Trump just on that. And who was helping them help Trump? The investigators, the so-called spies, if you will. They were helping him. They unwittingly didn't get it, which I think is hysterical. Russia, that's all you heard at the beginning of the witch hunt, and now Russia has disappeared because I had nothing to do with Russia helping me get elected. It was a crime that didn't exist. So now the Dems and their partner, the fake news media, say they fought back against this phony crime that didn't exist. This horrendous false accusation. And he shouldn't fight back. He should just sit back and take it. Could this be obstruction? No. Mueller didn't find obstruction either. Presidential harassment. Here are the screenshots. Okay, so that's development, however, it appears that Trump is publicly admitting for the first time, at least, that Russia interference helped him get elected president, as has been stated repeatedly by numerous U.S. Intel and Justice Department investigations, including the Office of Special Counsel, until he deleted the tweet. Here are the screenshots of the tweets in which Trump says he had nothing to do with Russia helping me get elected. Oh, God. So Russia, 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 that's all you heard. And now Russia has disappeared because I had nothing to do with Russia helping me get elected. Because I had nothing. Right. Well, see, you see the way they're misconstruing that. That's the world we live in. It says here, now they got this one, a screenshot, big, bold, you know. And then they go down here to a little one. This is Mediate. It says, while Mueller in his press conference on Wednesday mostly reiterated much of what was in the 400-page report into investigation into Russia interference into the general election, there were a few eyebrow-raising moments. Mueller made it clear that it was that if he was certain that Trump had not committed crimes, he would have said as much. He also reiterated the gravity of Russia intel efforts to meddle in the democratic process to hurt Hillary Clinton and Trump and help Trump. That is such a phony story, and we know that. Yeah, help Hillary Clinton, who had how much did she delete from her spyware? Right. By any objective measure, it was not a good day for the president. As such, Trump continued his best defense is a good offense tactic by hitting many of the same notes he set before. It was a great day for the president. See, this is just obviously the way you interpret it. Anyway, it's over, that part of it. So because now the Dems are going to come out crazy. Crazy, crazy, crazy. We are crazy, crazy, crazy. Welcome to the Democratic Party, right? Okay, we're going to switch to guns here. I'm trying to make up for time because we encroached in the first hour, the second hour, actually, with Chris. A little bit of encroachment in the second hour. 215-867-8255. We'll open up the lines for you. And you can talk about anything you want to talk about. Boy, I'm really looking at this idea of New Hampshire, right? Broadside at Bob, angry Trump rips highly conflicted Mueller after Lawman's presser muddies impeachment waters. And of course, this guy totally plays for the other team, and he's got a lot to hide, right? And he is on the side of the coup d'état. He's the main player in the coup d'état. He's still coming out swinging. You bet he is. You bet he is. You bet he is. So, Disney takes stand on Georgia abortion ban. Shocking. Disney is going to, brother. The people who run Disney are not the people we knew back in Walt's day. No, no, no. So, Robert Mueller doesn't want to testify, but he will be succeeded in heading off a subpoena. Well, no, I don't know. Don't know about that. Mark Levin says Senate must call Mueller to testify, ask for documents, emails, and give him the Trump treatment. I believe so. I think that they should. Absolutely. Absolutely. Oh, here we go. We're just going to switch gears on from the totalitarian thing, a little bit of the thing going on. And again, we're condensing some stories. It says here that, AOC, boy, she is just not your capitalist, right? She's just not a good capitalist. AOC Memorial Day video controversy causes minor league team to lose sponsorship. Boy, I don't like losing sponsors, and I can tell you when people do things that are around you that you have no control over, that's another problem. It says here, Ocasio depicted as villain in video played by minor league baseball team during Memorial Day tribute. The Fresno Grizzlies. Ha! The Fresno Grizzlies apologized to the New York congresswoman after a video tribute played between their doubleheader games. The link her to Kim Il-jong and Fidel Castro. Hey, come on, Grizzlies. There's no apology necessary there. Interesting, huh? It's Fresno, though. And what the great people there are in Fresno. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
So, the former Secretary of State had an unauthorized server, and those are your words, in her basement, correct?
Correct.
Who was protecting that information? Who was protecting that server?
Well, not much.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, 821R.com. Fresno Grizzlies. Yeah. We love Fresno. The brouhaha. See if we can... Of course, our computer doesn't want to function right now. I love it. I love it when a plan comes together. I really, really do. I really love it when a plan comes together. So what I'm gathering here is that the Fresno Grizzlies decided, which is kind of interesting, to come up with a commercial commemorating Memorial Day. And so they put Ocasio-Cortez between Kim Il-sung and Fidel Castro while we're having a conversation with who? We're having a conversation with Ronald Reagan. Shocking. Those people up in Fresno, they would do such a thing. Would they? Well, apparently they did. And they would and they did. And now there's consequences, as they say. Consequences have come down, befallen the Fresno Grizzlies. I didn't know that they're part of the Washington Nationals. That's the Grizzlies are part of Washington Nationals. So naturally, they got in a little trouble. Had they been a farm club for another group, you know, those of you that don't know the Central Valley, California, baseball's big, you know, always has been. I mean, you can go to some of these small little towns out here in Southern California, in this San Joaquin County and Sacramento County, and they've got just incredible old school baseball fields, wooden bleachers, you know, things like that. And it's just a throwback to the 1920s. In fact, one of the teams, which I think is kind of interesting, used to have a minor league baseball team called the Zebras. Lincoln, California, the Zebras. That's true. I'm serious. Lincoln, California had the Zebras. A zebra, that was their mascot as a minor league baseball team. Can you feature that? I can't. And then, of course, they transferred that to the Lincoln High School Zebra. The Lincoln Zebras, the professional baseball, or the semi-pro club, whatever it was, is gone, long gone. But the legacy of the zebra lives on at the high school. Isn't that amazing? So the Lincoln High Zebras. I love it when a plan comes together, don't you? Dun, 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 dun. So there's also Z-Donks, by the way. We have Z-Donks out here. There's a legacy issue of Z-Donks. I don't know if zebras and donkeys. They don't quite reproduce, but they're its and everything. But there's Z-Donks. Have you ever seen a donkey that looks like a zebra with zebra stripes? That's what you get. Got the ears thing going on and everything. I don't know if it's a legacy issue from when there was a mascot of a zebra. They trotted it around and all of a sudden, you know, got in with the donkeys. And pretty soon you got Z-Donks. I'm just giving you a little bit of flavor of the Central Valley of California. Because these are real things. These are real things. There's just a fabulous array of human beings from all around the world in California, of course, but also in Central Valley. Because farming, very, very rural, of course, and mega, mega farming, which everybody wants to lap on to and control. They don't want the free market business. They just want to control it. They want to own it. That's where you get into the communist thing, right? And the totalitarian, that's kind of the big thing. The Chinese want to control every little thing that goes on in terms of the agribusiness in California. And you have a compliant state government, of course, the communist that we have down at the state capitol, and the bureaucratic communists that we have there are really, I know they don't like me saying this about them, but, you know, we got to call it out. You know, it's, you know, you are what you are. And it's really sad. It's really, really sad. Beautiful city called Sacramento, and but it's communism. And except for the feces and the smell of urine and everything, in other words, it has the same problem. It's interesting, the cities that will not be partaking in New California, they smell that way. Yeah, Los Angeles. Man, this part's of Los Angeles, man. You cannot go down. Go down by the Fashion District. Shocking. I used to get my suits down there. I went down there. God, it must have been almost a year now. I can't believe we've been doing these tours of various towns and locations all throughout Southern California, California, Central California, the Coast California, Northern California, all over 58 counties we've been to, and experiencing the array of people that are there. It's been absolutely fascinating to be a part of all this, of course. So anyway, we got Z-Donks, right? These guys are known. What are these guys? They're the Memorial Day video controversy causes minor league team to lose. Okay, I'm going to see if we got the sound on this bad boy. And it says this commercial. I don't know if we do. I just think we got the visual on it. Well, it comes from interesting. You click on the story and it goes to Fox News. See if they've got this. Or they're going to run a commercial beforehand. Minor league Memorial Day debut. Better together. You can add 1 second. Here we go.
Sip and Chip is a gathering place designed to simplify your life.
Ah.
You can come in and ship.
Here we go. Let's see what we got here. Oh. No, they're just playing the music and giving us the liners. And video played the Fresno Grizzly seemingly portrayed New York Congresswoman. Let's see how it goes here. Alexandria Ocasio as a potential enemy to American values. And something wrong with that? The Congresswoman's image was shown between stills of dictators Young and Castro. The team, which is affiliated with the Washington Nationals, issued an apology. Shocking. Why apologize? You guys are great. Keep it up. Keep it up, Grizzlies. It's the truth, isn't it? She's just like them. She's in the same basket. It was a mistake, and we will ensure nothing like that ever happens again. That's what they said. It says, it's unknown who originally produced the video. Ocasio did not seem to be comment on the incident. Gee, shocking. Aren't you glad that it's her and not you or me? Well, you know, we can't have these kind of people, you know, we really can't in leadership. That's why people need to vote her out. But we can vote her out, right? We can be a Republican for a good republic and vote her out, which would be seemingly, the biggest, I think one of the biggest steps forward. Actually, I shouldn't say that. It would be one of the biggest steps forward, of course, for the Democratic Party. But that's never going to happen because they've turned so socialist communist even in their own ilk. And that, of course, is demonstrated very well in Trevor Loudon's book, The Enemy Within, by the way. I just so happen to have the book, The Enemy Within. Now, he didn't write anything about Ocasio-Cortez, but, he could have. I'm holding the book. It's a big, thick book. And if you know anything about Trevor Loudon, he's just an unbelievable researcher. He loves the United States of America, and he wrote this book so that people would understand that the communists and socialists and progressives in the United States Congress are destroying this place, and also in California. And gosh, he has special notes to about special Californians as well. It's voluminous. I know he's going to come out with a new list, and that new list is probably going to have Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Now, I suspect if I was really smart, I would have him on the show again. Yeah, we met in Washington D.C. Trevor Loudon and I. He was on a radio show. Chris Street was there. Right? We interviewed Trevor. A fascinating interview. We'll have to pull that one out. That was in 2016. That was when Trump was running for president. Yeah. Now look at him. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world. Visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, plaster gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
So all of you zebras out there, hats off to those grizzlies. From zebras, and of course it makes sense, you know, those of you that don't know, Yosemite and the whole Sierras open up right there in Fresno, sort of the calling card. What else? Oh, you got Kings Canyon and all that. Beautiful, beautiful mountains. I mean, real mountains, 14,000 feet type mountains. Boy, you know, I have hiked all over the Sierras back in my Ute. All over the Sierras, I was out there hiking, backpacking, doing crazy stuff. I think, you know, just take the travel trailer now, right? Rather than go out and hike out there and spend lots of nights out on the dirt. You know, those were the days when you were husky fellas in you didn't bring a soft little mat to lay on the dirt as you were laying and sleeping and watching the stars move around. You know, but I'll tell you what, there's nothing like being at 12 to 13,000 feet sleeping. And, you know, at 5,000 feet below you, it's 90 degrees and you're up there in bone-chilling 20-degree weather. You know, watching the stars, and then there's no clouds. And, of course, there's no clouds up there at that altitude. You ain't got no heat because it just all gets sucked up into outer space. Polar vortex. I think that's what they call it. Okay. We can get the ICE connection. Connect the dot here. I'm going to get back into ICE. And illegal foreign nationals just flowing across the border, right? Yeah. Kind of living with all that stuff. Here we go.
Well, if Washington finally decides to fix the country's immigration problem, Mark Morgan will be at the very heart of that. You know him from this show. He's been a frequent guest. We've happened to have him every time he's been on. And he's now the president's new pick to run ICE. Mark Morgan joins us tonight for his first interview since starting the job. Mr. Morgan, thank you very much. First of all, congratulations.
Thank you.
On the new job. And thanks for joining us. What are your priorities?
Well, first and foremost, I think anyone in this position is to make sure that I'm going to be a relentless advocate for the men and women of ICE to get the tools necessary to do their job. And part of what that means also is getting out here, doing what I'm doing right now to educate the American people exactly what the hardworking men and women of ICE do every day to safeguard the security of this country and enforce the rule of law. And also working with Congress. But here's the problem with that, Tucker. Congress has clearly showed its inability to do what they know they need to do to fix this crisis. And I've been on there many times and saying they could do several things within the legal framework. They could fix this in 15 minutes. So although I'm going to continue to work tirelessly with Congress to try to get them to do their job, I don't have hope that they're going to. So we need to continue to come up with innovative ideas within the legal framework we can to stop this problem.
Well, they've completely politicized your agency, completely.
Absolutely.
We're moving into the heat of an election season. A number of the candidates have called for getting rid of ICE completely, have compared you to the Nazis.
Absolutely.
Really over-the-top stuff. So given your expectation that they're not going to help at all, what can you do?
So I'll give you an example right now. So ICE actually has three major components. The American people, and unfortunately I think a lot of Congress don't even realize. So they have the ERO side. That's the enforcement and removal operations that deports people. They also have an incredible team of lawyers. That's an integral part of the overall immigration process that's absolutely needed. And then the last part of ICE is HSI. Homeland Security Investigations. And I'll give you an example. So those three major components make up ICE. HSI, for example, what we've done is we've taken about 150 highly trained, experienced HSI agents, and we've pushed them towards the border. And what they're doing is they're looking at child exploitation. They're looking at those individuals who are grabbing, renting a kid. Right. And we called this, Tucker. We knew this was going to happen. And it is. They are renting kids. They're paying to rent somebody's kid and then fake themselves as a family. And right now, between, and we've infused the DNA testing that we've talked about, yes, in the past. So between their investigative skills and the DNA testing, right now in the pilot program, they're finding 25% of the so-called families coming across absolutely fake, fraudulent. Just the other day, they caught a 51-year-old man from Honduras. Guess who he had with him as a family? A six-month-old. And because of the work of HSI, they found that to be completely false. That's the kind of stuff that we're doing, and we need to continue to do.
What would happen if we got rid of ICE?
Exactly. So right now, ICE, on the ERO side, this year so far, just the first quarter, 66,000 individuals have been deported. Of the arrests that they've made, 65% of those arrests were actually people with additional criminal convictions. 90% of those either had a criminal conviction or a pending charge. You get rid of ICE, think about that. So 66,000 not deported. You have a just an incredible amount of people who are doing bad things that could remain in the United States. On the HSI component, last year alone, 34,000 arrests, Tucker. 34,000 criminal arrests. 4,000, 5,000 gangs, human trafficking cases, child exploitation cases, $1.2 billion in currency they seized. And the list goes on and on and on. So when you have somebody that puts out the reckless, irresponsible rhetoric about ICE being abolished, that's what's going to happen. This country will absolutely be less safe because of that.
Oh, it's demented. And I don't think there's any popular support for it. I've never seen a poll that says most voters, yeah, let's get rid of ICE. Good idea.
Absolutely.
Get rid of the FBI along with it.
Right, exactly.
So quickly, if Congress, just in a dream world, was willing to help you, okay, if Democrats were on the same page in protecting America's borders, what's the first thing you would ask them for?
Two things. They have to adjust the legal framework. Right now, there's two major things. They have to fix the Florida Settlement Agreement, which mandates, yep, you can't hold a family more than 20 days, then plus TVPRA. And that's the Child Trafficking Protection Act, right, that says that if you're from Mexico or Canada, we get to send you back. But if you're from the Northern Triangle countries, we can't. Those two things equal catch and release. Congress can fix those two things in 15 minutes. The second thing is they absolutely need to continue to increase the funding for ICE, specifically on the detention bed space.
Yeah, of course.
It's just common. It's common sense, Tucker.
They don't care. But you do care. And I don't know a single person disagrees. You are the right man for this job. Thank you for joining us.
Mark Morgan, who's sort of newly minted by way of the president to take over ICE, which is a good move. I think he's been quite the advocate in the past. And I wanted to get that out there so everybody sees it, because it's just, this is a good guy. And he's going to work with Congress, and he's going to do the workarounds. See, this is what happens. It's called, in the budget world, it's called budget boxing. It's another thing that Disney used to do, or at least they used to do. I don't know if they still do. But that's kind of what he's done. It's not money, but it's what are the laws that we can do? We're boxed in. Let's be creative with those laws. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now.
MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles, and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
I'm going to do what I can do through executive action.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
To why for so many years we achieved so much, prospered as no other people on earth. It was because here in this land, we unleashed the energy and individual genius of man to a greater extent than has ever been done before. Freedom and the dignity of the individual have been more available and assured here than in any other place on earth. The price for this freedom at times has been high. We have never been unwilling to pay that price. Those who say that we're in a time when there are no heroes, they just don't know where to look. The sloping hills of Arlington National Cemetery, with its row upon row of simple white markers bearing crosses or stars of David, they add up to only a tiny fraction of the price that has been paid for our freedom. Each one of those markers is a monument to the kind of hero I spoke of earlier. Their lives ended in places called Belleau Wood, the Argonne, Omaha Beach, Salerno, and halfway around the world on Guadalcanal, Tarawa, Pork Chop Hill, the Chosin Reservoir, and in 100 rice paddies and jungles of a place called Vietnam. Under one such marker lies a young man, Martin Treptow, who left his job in a small town barber shop in 1917 to go to France with the famed Rainbow Division. There on the Western Front, he was killed trying to carry a message between battalions under heavy artillery fire. We're told
we're going to be back. We'll play that entire clip. That was what was played at the Grizzlies that everybody's upset about. Stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We are sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.